Reborn.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jakira. How may I help you?
Hi, Jakira.
Hi.
Thank you so much for answering so quickly. My boyfriend told me it was a waste of my time to call you guys. So you're going to prove him wrong and me right. Okay. I am very concerned because I was just, I just clicked on an email that was asking me how I was, how happy I was with my service through U.S. Postal Service sending me out something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I did this little survey for them, and it said, congratulations and thank you for your time. These products will be available to you at no cost, of course, for shipping and handling. And I saw in there, there's a Dyson vacuum. Wow, it's a little handheld, cheapy one, but still Dyson's a good brand, so I'll take that for $4.95. I click on it, then it says for $9.95 you get that. I'm willing to do it for the $9.95 plus $4.95. But then it changed, and I don't know what I've gotten myself into now. I just want to cancel it. I don't want my card to be billed anything. I don't need the Dyson that bad.
Okay, now can I get that zip code, please?
Yeah, it's 97236.
97236?
Yes.
And what's that first and last name?
Lisa Schwartz. S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. I have a question. When I first clicked on this, okay, because I went through it again and showed it to my boyfriend, but that time I didn't actually go through the whole complete process. And it seemed a little different this time than it was the first time when I actually hit pay. And so my question to you is, are there other phone numbers that I might need to call? Like, God, I'm not saying this right.
I understand what you're saying. No. This is the number to call. Did the order go through?
Yeah, it did go through. I mean, I think it did.
Or did
it said,
you stop?
You have to call the mail
plan. Stop. It said, let me think. Well, I put my credit card information in and hit, complete purchase or whatever. And then it said, oh, wait, there's another offer available to you for, minimal amount of money. I can't remember what that one was, but no, that was the next one. Anyway, I didn't click on it then.
For me, please.
It's Lisa, L-I-S-A, Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z.
T-Z? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, T-Z.
Okay, because I couldn't find it under your zip code, so I'm about to try your last name and your first name.
Okay.
Because I don't know if it went through or not, but just give me one second.
I just can't even think about what it was that it showed me the first time, because I'm worried that maybe it was a link to a different company or something,
Well, you said, I think I heard your boyfriend, he said meal plan.
Yeah, that was the second time I did it, though. That was the second time when I was doing it to show him what a scam it was. And
okay.
I didn't actually put it through that time.
So what did the other one say?
I can't remember. I just
was
can't.
Was it like a watch?
No.
Or something?
I think it was like vitamins or something. It was like energy.
And how did you get this number?
I got this number from the second time that I was looking at it to show my boyfriend.
Yes. So the second time that you showed it, that's where the meal plan came in at.
Right.
And you didn't go through with it.
Right. I didn't go through with that one. I went through with the one before that. And when I tried to call, when I tried to contact anybody, you know, I tried immediately to contact them to say, cancel this. And it popped up this, you know, a little box that said, oh, if you have any issues or concerns, feel free to contact us or email us. And it doesn't give me the phone number or the email to do that.
Can I get the last four digits of that card that was charged?
Sure. If I can find it. Where should I put the card? I'm so sorry. I'm having a really hard time finding it.
You're good.
Because I got scattered and frazzled and I don't know where I put it. Bear with me. I'll find it.
You're good.
Maybe. Here it is. 8462.
Yeah, so for the meal plan for the healthy living, that one did not go through.
Right.
I don't know what was the first one that you did, but I don't think this was the one.
Yeah, I don't
this
either.
This is the one where you showed your boyfriend and it didn't go
through. I was just hoping that they would all connect me, you know, that this number would connect me with all of them, but I guess it doesn't, and I might be screwed.
Do you have an email from, like, what it said that you purchased?
I don't know. I just did this, so I can check my email and see, but I really doubt it. Gosh, some of these things are such a scam. Well, no offense to you, because it's not your fault at all, but this one in particular is a scam. No, I thought that I should go to show him, and I figured it would show me the same thing, you know. It's supposed to be $4.95 shipping and handling, and then they bump it up to plus $9.95, and then it says that I have to go down and scroll down to this print that you can hardly see. It's in a totally different context. It's faded out and in a shadow, and it says that I'm joining a meal planning program for $39.95 a month. That's crazy. Nothing about what I was looking at had anything to do with meal planning whatsoever.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the meal plan did not go through.
Right, I know, but I'm just saying, for, you know, for elderly people, very easily could have just thought they were just getting this vacuum. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Anyway, you seem like a really nice girl, and I'm not holding it against you, but you have to answer the phone for that company.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll just look up for my emails and try to backtrack and see if I can find a different number. Make sure I can cancel that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if not, if you can't find it, then I will just say call this number back and see, do you know, once you receive the order email and it actually tell you what it is, call us back and see if you could get a connection or something if they don't leave a phone number.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Well,
thank you
for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.